Our scripture for this morning is mainly taken from the Proverbs. We'll use some other scriptures during the message, but Proverbs 22, verse 6, and then over to Proverbs chapter 31, which is well known as the Proverbs chapter that is devoted to wives and mothers. Proverbs 22:6 gives some instruction. This is, I'm going to change a word in there so that I can aim this right at Ashton. Train up a child in the way she should go, and when she is old, she will not depart from it. He or she, both of them. And then in Proverbs 31, just taking some parts of it, who can find a virtuous wife? And literally this says instead of virtuous, it's a wife of valor. And that means in the sense, in all of the sense of excellence. Who can find a wife of valor? For her worth is far above rubies. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. May the Lord add his blessing to our reading of his word and of our hearing of it. Well, this is a challenge to me, that is. I feel this challenge every time of this time of the year as we approach Mother's Day. Because you see, I want to present a message on the Sunday of Mother's Day, that's today, that will be helpful and meaningful to all mothers who are present. And I have a great desire and a sense of urgency to present a message that will honor the mothers that all of us have had. We've all had a mother, haven't we? So then the challenge for me is to really try to relate to women. Women who are and women who have been mothers and women who are and were our mothers. The problem is to relate to them. Who best relate to them, that is. I'd need to have the mind, the feelings, the heart of a woman. And to be very honest, I have never been, I never will be, a woman. And I have an annulment in that particular life space. There's no experience there for me. However, and this is what saves me, however, the Bible, God's Word, speaks clearly to issues of motherhood that make it possible for me to speak to several issues that call for female understanding, for female thoughts, female's feelings. So I have a message, as I find I can come up with every Mother's Day, that I believe will be meaningful for mothers and our thoughts about motherhood. All normal parents, all conscientious Christian parents, and frankly, the parents of a family, perhaps the most conscientious of all, is the mother. Mothers want their child, they want to see their children succeed. It is their hope that their children will go over and above in the good things, the best things of life, such as Christian virtues, love and joy and peace, patience and forgiveness and kindness and helpfulness, great virtues such as those, that their children will exceed in those. It's our hope, both parents of the family, I'm including you now, Jared, both parents of the family, for our child, for each one of our children, that they will mature into adulthood, into profitable and honorable occupations, well-adjusted and harmonious home lives, and fruitful Christian service. That's what we want. And I believe a big and very caring question that looms high in any Christian parent's mind is, what can I do to help my child, my children, be such a person? I sincerely believe that my mother had that question in mind for each of her four boys, and that your mother, bless her heart, had that same concern for you, for each of you. Most productive people are what they are, not because of inherited traits, but because of their training and the nurture, a large part, maybe the largest part of which, is, so to speak, at mother's feet. Any child can develop the characteristics that underlie valuable productivity, provided that he or she is given the basic environment for the development of positive self-esteem. And that is where mothers industriously serve the children. The most basic of all essentials of self-esteem for a mother to instill in her children is an early acceptance of Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. A child who knows that Jesus loves them as a person and loves them so much that his crucified death pays a complete ransom for all the sins of their whole life and rose up to new life so that someday they'll have life in heaven, that child will burst with good self-esteem from childhood on. I know, because Jesus did that for me. Jesus uses, and I say uses because Jesus spoke, and he still speaks. He uses some powerful words to emphasize this, to emphasize the early knowledge and commitment to Jesus as Savior and Lord. Matthew 19, verses 13 and 14, has a strong warning about prohibiting children from coming to Jesus, and an equally strong command that they are to be brought to Jesus. It says, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Conscientious Christian mothers, all parents, are to take this as Christ's word to them, teaching for them to master. All parents. But I want to focus on mothers for this special day of theirs. All mothers need to, out of love, school themselves on some of the basic information regarding children's understandings of personal conversion and personal commitment to the true and real meanings of the Lordship of Jesus as God's Christ. And mothers also need to guard against erroneous religious philosophies, and there are plenty of those out there. Well, such as, your child just needs to come to church enough that he or she just knows all about Jesus. They don't need to go before the church and make a public spectacle of themselves. That's pretty erroneous. Or that whole thing about conversion, that's the church's job, not yours. Stuff like that. Jesus warns against that. Well, children can and children do become real followers of Christ. They can become real disciples. And this is very important. they need to make this decision early in their young part of their life. Young. But when they're old enough to pretty well understand the concepts of who God is, the absolute love of God, that Jesus as God's Son came from God's heaven to live among us and teach us God's will and God's ways. And after teaching us all about His Father God, that Jesus died the crucified death as the full ransom sacrifice that takes care of all of our sins, a sacrifice we humans could not make, but He did. And that Easter is our celebration of Jesus rising from the dead to life to show us that He was, that He is God. And that when we accept His Lordship, we also will someday rise from death to everlasting life in heaven with God. See, that's not complicated. And young children around 9 or 10 or so can follow and fully comprehend that and can decide. That is that they decide that's what they want for their life. And here's the thing. Most who do so, who are helped by a loving mother to consider that and make a public commitment to that, most of those remain more loyal to their Lord and to His church. Actually, more so than those who wait until later and then don't really pay attention to it. Mothers can and should be always sensitive to and knowledgeably helpful to a child who desires to accept Jesus as his or her personal Lord. Another basic condition for the development of self-esteem is to have nurturing parents. A nurturing mother is one who is just plain affectionate. The root meaning of the word affectionate, affection, is to lay hold of, or to act or impress upon. Affection is a verbal and a physical expression of genuine love. Every child needs to be told frequently and under many and various conditions that he or she is truly loved. So mean it when you say, I love you. They know when you mean it. A mother should say, I love you so much to her child that there's never any question in that child's mind about the love that the mother has for him or her. Children also need to be touched, to be held close, so that at times their actual little bodies feel the real warmth of their mother. That really happens a lot when they're a baby, doesn't it? It needs to continue. These affectionate relations, both the verbal and the physical, are never to cease, even though the ways that they're expressed changes with age. A nurturing mother is one who has empathy toward her children. The empathy of a mother is her action of understanding, of being aware of, or being sensitive to the feelings, the thoughts, and the experiences of her child. And this is done by carefully listening. Well, so here I go again, a non-mother telling mothers what to do. But I mean well, and partially because I'm remembering what my mother used to do. A mother should make sure that she takes the time that's needed to hear what her child is saying. She should never consider a conversation to be too childish to listen to. And yes, sometimes the gibberish of a child when mom is busy is a challenge, but listening right then is a real test of empathy. Empathy is also shown by being slow, not just offhandedly, but being slow, not giving just pat answers. Giving an inappropriate answer may be worse, maybe even more hurtful to a child wanting a mother's loving attention than just saying to him, well, just let me think about it a little. all the feelings of a child should empathetically be thought about, considered. None of any child's feelings are too insignificant. And of course, a mother is never to flippantly or uncaringly degrade her child. A nurturing mother is one who sets high standards for her children by having and exhibiting her own good principles and examples. How far are mothers to go with their principles? By what standard of example? Well, I believe Jesus had an answer for parents, including maybe especially mom. Simple answer from Jesus: be perfect. Always do the right thing. Respond in a loving way. And I know sometimes even young children, maybe even more so teens, even into our children who get to be young adults, sometimes they're so wrong. They're so exasperating, sometimes even throwing curses mom's way. But Jesus gave this instruction. He gave this mandate for a truly nurturing mother. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 through 46. But I tell you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who mistreat you and persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For if you love those who love you, what reward will you have? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, that's a very high and noble standard for living. It's top-notch principles. It's a great example. But Jesus said, and I agree, mothers should have and do nothing less than an effort to perfection. A mother is to live the example as well as teach the right things. She should always hold righteousness and wholesomeness before her children. And one more for the self-esteem of a child. A child is nurtured when the child has authoritative parents. Authority is defined as one being entitled to acceptance and obedience. A Christian mother should teach and conduct herself in such a way that obedience toward her comes easily to her children. And I'm of the opinion that children should be instructed early on and frequently that this is an order. This is a command from God. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother so that you may have long life in the land the Lord is giving you. You see, I think as mom teaches that this is God's rule, she can avoid a dictatorial attitude. She can live in such a way that she is accepted as an authority. And this includes how God wants her children to see her in the training and the discipline that she gives. Overall, then, a mother's authority is derived from the Lord. It is directed to the child with tender love, and it is seasoned with kindness and consideration. Abundant real-life testimonies from children themselves affirm the truth that they expect and they want this kind of authority exercised by their parents. And testimonials from law enforcement personnel confirm that authority is a must for a child to develop self-esteem and consequently become a productive adult. So when all is said and done, being a mother is no less than a very challenging role. But our good moms knew. And new mothers who are striving for Christ-led motherhood come quickly to know a valuable and effective truth. So if you happen to be a new mother and you're looking for a very valuable and effective truth, it's this: God doesn't give us any more than we can handle. Rather, He supplies everything we need. Jesus told us how. He said, ask the Holy Spirit to take control of your life. Act in obedience and set that godly example for your children. So, this day, let every mother today make what our dear mothers made, a daily renewal commitment to Him. And thank you, and God bless you, mothers and children of mothers. Amen. Amen.